update for you guys off our LinkedIn page today. It is March the 24th. It is 8 a.m. and we have some new updates for you guys today. But before moving forward, please click the like and subscribe button below. It really helps our channel circulate around YouTube so more people can get updated on the newest tech, rollouts, privacy updates, software updates, and all that great stuff. Also, guys, please visit us on our official website, electronicadditions.net. That's electronicadditions.net. There, you'll be able to be an EAD club member, read up on our daily blogs as well as see our new tech deals weekly that we update on our website as well. All right, so without further ado, let's get started for today. So today, guys, it looks like China's largest private automaker launches a new electric vehicle brand named Zeekr, at Z-E-E-K-R, right? So Geely, the Chinese parent company of Volvo, announced the launch of a new electric mobility technology and solutions company called Zeekr. The company, which is China's largest private automaker, reportedly will invest $300 million into the new venture to start out, right? So it's the latest in a string of deals for Geely that includes satellites, drones, trucking, and partnerships with major firms like Baidu, Tencent, and Foxconn. The news about Zeekr was first reported by Reuters last week, right? So the first cars bearing the Zeekr nameplate are scheduled to roll out in the third quarter of 2021. So third quarter, guys, that'll be most likely in the summertime, right? So close to the end of summer, in the summertime, right? So Geely said through the company, though the company isn't releasing any details or specifications yet, Zeekr will likely slot into the premium category of vehicle, putting Geely in direct competition with Mercedes-Benz, which it also invested in as well. So this is very, very interesting, guys. We're gonna see this new electric vehicle possibly come out and roll out between July and August, or July and September. So we'll definitely see how this obviously electric vehicle will be looking, right? So it's in current development right now. Very, very, very interesting, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, you can go ahead, click into the article. Follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, more news on smartphones. So it looks like here's how the OnePlus 9 and 9 Pro compared to Samsung and Apple's flagship phones, right? So OnePlus has released its new batch of phones, the OnePlus 9 and the 9 Pro. As is the tradition with OnePlus, the phones are equipped with the latest high-end Snapdragon chips and are priced lower than most of the competition. Both phones also include charging features that Apple and Samsung don't match. They wirelessly charge at a super fast 50 watts and can charge at 65 watts over wired charging. They also both have hassle blades, camera, tuning, and software, right? So if we go into this article more and further, this is from TheVerge.com, if you guys don't know what that is. Okay, so it looks like the OnePlus 9 and the 9 Pro are very similar, but there are a few differences to watch out for. For example, the Pro has a bigger screen. The Pro includes a telephoto camera and mmWave 5G. The unlocked and T-Mobile versions of the Pro have IP68 certification. Only the T-Mobile version of the regular phone is IP68 certified, right? So the Pro includes HyperTouch, where it pulls for finger input at 360 hertz as well. At retail prices, the regular OnePlus 9 is $70 cheaper than Samsung's regular Galaxy S21 and $100 cheaper than the iPhone 12. Both of those phones include mmWave and IP68 water resistance, but if those aren't features you care about, it may be worth the saving to you, right? So definitely some discrepancies in price there, right? So the OnePlus 9 comparison, right? So OnePlus 9, the OS system is the OS that it's running on, the operating system is called Oxygen OS. It's based on Android 11. Samsung Galaxy S21 just runs on the operating system of Android 11, right? So as well as the Samsung Galaxy S21 Plus, iPhone 12 obviously runs on iOS 14, right? So the display inches for the OnePlus 9 is 6.55 inch OLED display, and for the Samsung Galaxy S21 is 6.2 inches OLED display. Okay, so a little bit bigger for the OnePlus 9 now. It looks like for the Galaxy S21 Plus is 6.7 inch OLED display, a little bit bigger than the OnePlus 9, not too much bigger though. And then iPhone 12 obviously is 6.1 inches OLED display. And we're talking about the resolution, guys. We have for the OnePlus 9, 2400 by 1080p. Same thing goes for the Samsung Galaxy S21 and S21 Plus. For the iPhone 12, we have 2532 by 1170. So a bit more resolution on the iPhone 12. Okay, also the refresh rate, guys, definitely much better on the Android devices. So we have the OnePlus 9 as well as the Galaxy S21 and S21 Plus are going up to 120 hertz of refresh rate, while the iPhone 12 only delivers 60 hertz of refresh rate there. We also have the weight as well. For the OnePlus 9, we have 192 grams. For the Galaxy S21, we have 171 grams. For the S21 Plus, we have 202 grams. So definitely a little bit heavier. And then also for the iPhone 12, 164 grams, which is definitely the lightest of them all. The OnePlus 9 definitely is a little bit heavier in that sense. Now the battery capacity, guys. Some of you guys love hearing about battery capacity. For the OnePlus 9, we have 4,500 milliamp battery. Also for the Samsung Galaxy S21, we have 4,000 milliamp battery. For the S21 Plus, we have 4,800 milliamp battery. So a little bit more amps than the OnePlus 9. And then for the iPhone 12, just a 2,800 milliamp battery. So definitely the lowest of between all these phones. All right, and we have the processors here. For the OnePlus 9, you have the Snapdragon 888, which is a very great processor. We've been hearing that name for a while now on our episodes and our news channel. As well as for the Galaxy S21 and the S21 Plus, you also have Snapdragon 888 as well. For the iPhone 12, it's different. You have the A14 Bionic processor, okay? The amount of RAM, guys, we have for the OnePlus 9, you have 8 gigabytes, and as well, we have 8 gigabytes as well as 12 gigabytes. For the S21 and for the Galaxy S21, S21 Plus, it's only 8 gigabytes, while the iPhone 12 only has 4 gigabytes. Now the storage is pretty much the same between all the three Androids. So the OnePlus 9, the Samsung Galaxy S21 and the S21 Plus, you have 128 gigs and 256 gigs for those three phones. For the iPhone, you have obviously the 64 gig, the 128 gig and the 256 gig as well. All right, so those are just a few specs, guys. There's obviously more specs that you guys can go and read up on too in this article too, if you guys really want to learn more. If you guys really want to learn more too, please, guys, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, it looks like Amazon, right? Big hitter. Amazon is opening a new game studio in Montreal, Canada, led by Rainbow Six Siege developers, right? So if you guys don't know, Rainbow Six Siege is a great, great first-person shooter game. You guys can purchase that on the Xbox Live Store and also the PlayStation Store. Great first-person shooter game, right? So Amazon is illustrating to its commitment to game development with a new studio opening despite its struggles to make a hit in recent years, right? So the company on Tuesday announced the new studio's Montreal-based team, which will create original AAA games with an initial focus on a new online multiplayer title, right? So the new studio will be led by the industry veterans who worked on Ubisoft's Tom Clancy Rainbow Six Siege. Amazon Games Montreal Studio is its fourth studio, with three other locations based in Seattle, San Diego, and Orange County as well. So this is a pretty big step, you know, with Amazon. And I mean, honestly, I don't think that this game studio, this new studio that they're opening, will disappoint. The people that developed Rainbow Six, definitely, you know, it's a great first-person shooter. Definitely, it's not like Call of Duty, you know. It has, I feel like, a little bit more uniqueness to it. So hopefully they'll bring that uniqueness when building, you know, these gaming studios, especially the fourth studio in Montreal. So we will definitely see how that goes there. If you guys want to learn more about this too, and what this can entail, please, guys, you guys can go and follow us on LinkedIn. Click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, it looks like Microsoft, also a big tech giant, is in talks with Discord. If you guys don't know what Discord is, it's also an application you can download your phone. You know, it's another social application you can download. It's pretty popular right now. It's in talks with Discord over $10 billion plus acquisition. So it looks like, Microsoft is looking to buy out Discord for a little bit more than $10 billion, right? So Microsoft is in discussion with Discord to acquire the gaming-focused chat software for more than $10 billion, according to sources talking to Bloomberg, right? So Xbox chief Phil Spencer is said to be talking to Discord about the potential deal, right? So VentureBeat reported earlier today that Discord was exploring a $10 billion plus sale after multiple potential buyers expressed interest, that it has signed an exclusive acquisition discussion with one party, suggesting a deal could be close, right? So Bloomberg sources say the deal isn't imminent, however, with one person saying Discord will be more likely to take itself public than seek an acquisition. And I mean, it would make sense, right? I don't know, you know, $10 billion is a lot of money. I mean, and Microsoft, you know, if they acquire that, you know, I think Discord may negotiate maybe even upwards towards the $50 billion. I mean, Discord is definitely a popular application. They may be looking to do some of their own projects, you know, behind the scene, and plus they're looking to take themselves public as well. Once they really start taking themselves public, they may even be able to raise more money because they'll be on the stock market and everything. So that should definitely be interesting to see. But yeah, if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, definitely go ahead, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, more smartphone information. It looks like the Black Shark 4 is a high-end gaming phone that doesn't look like one, right? So the Xiaomi's Black Shark brand has announced its fourth series of gaming phones, the Black Shark 4 and the 4 Pro. So they improve on the previous series in most of the ways you'd expect them to, right? So there's a faster processor, moving up to the Snapdragon 870 in the standard Black Shark 4 and the Snapdragon 888 in the 4 Pro, right? So both phones also come with fast LPDDR R5 RAM, and UFS 3.1 storage, though each will come in different configurations, right? So the Black Shark 4 starts with 6 gigabytes of RAM and 128 gigabytes of storage for 2,500 Chinese yuan, right? So there's the Japanese yen and then there's the Chinese yuan, right? So roughly $383, right? So while the four Pro starts at almost 400 won, about $613 US, and has 8 gigabytes of RAM with 250 gigabytes of storage, right? So these will debut in China on Friday, March 26th, right? So this is this week, guys, in a couple of days. So definitely keep that in mind. So while the company says an overseas launch will happen, also in the near future too, guys. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn. You guys can click into the article and learn more about it there. Also, guys, more news on streaming service Netflix, right? Looks like Netflix has announced that it will be experimenting with the release schedules of two reality TV shows, The Circle and Too Hot to Handle, right? So via The Hollywood Reporter. Instead of releasing all the episodes at once, it will release them over the course of a month, with each show having a batch of episodes released on Wednesdays, then releasing the finale by itself at the end of the run. So this means you won't be able to binge all the episodes in a single weekend. I know some of you guys like to do that. Some of you guys will binge, you know, all day, all night, all week, all month. And it's not going to let you do that. And they do it for a reason, right? Definitely keep that suspense, right? And that's definitely a good thing, right? So these shows aren't the first time Netflix has broken away from the binge model it popularized, right? In which all the episodes of the show are released at once, right? So it has released episodes of Cooking Competition, The Great British Baking Show, and Music Contest, Rhythm Plus Flow on a weekly basis, right? So with The Circle show and the Too Hot to Handle show, though, Netflix is making a statement that it's experimenting and trying to give people time to dissect and dish the events of the show, right? So in other words, it's giving people time to gossip about what happened and what could happen next. Honestly, I haven't watched Too Hot to Handle, but I have watched The Circle, guys. And let me tell you guys, it's definitely an interesting show to watch. It's definitely, it seemed a little bit silly to me. It was like, you know, why am I watching people, this reality TV show where people are locked in a room and they're communicating with each other via online. And it's like a whole gaming, it's like not a gaming, but a reality TV show. And they're, you know, they're in competition with one another, right? But they're in separate rooms, right? And they can't see each other physically, but they're talking to each other virtually online, right? So it's very interesting, guys. So it's called The Circle, guys. Check it out. It's on Netflix. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. More news also, guys, on EVs. It looks like you can now buy a Tesla with Bitcoin in the United States, right? So Elon, he announced this on Twitter. Definitely saw this about yesterday too. Very, very excited. So Tesla now accepts Bitcoin as payments for its cars, and the US US CEO Elon Musk announced on Twitter, right? So the option to pay using the cryptocurrency now appears on the company's US website, where it's available alongside the traditional card payment option, right? So Musk said that the option to pay with Bitcoin will be available to other countries later this year. So all the people, all my US guys, definitely get excited. You want to buy Tesla now, you don't really have cash, but you have Bitcoin, you can now definitely do it, guys. So obviously, make sure you're sending it to the correct Bitcoin address, because if you send $30,000 to $50,000 to $100,000 to the wrong Bitcoin address, you will have lost it all, and that would be unfortunate, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this information too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, guys. Also, it looks like the electric scooter company Lime has features to make scooter sharing less stressful, right? So scooter sharing giant Lime is updating its app to make renting one of the company's battery-powered two-wheelers a little easier, right? So customers can now take advantage of new features like appless riding, 10-minute conversations, and vehicle configurations to take some of the bite out of scooter sharing, right? So customers who don't have the Lime app on their phone can still ride by taking a photo of the scooter's QR code and paying through Apple Pay or Google Pay, right? So Lime says it will be a useful tool for first-time riders who don't want to commit or don't have the space on their phones, right? So the functionality works by temporarily downloading a portion of Lime's normal app. It uses the Instant Apps feature on Android, while on iPhones, it makes use of the new App Clips feature, which arrived last year as part of the iOS 14, guys. So very, very great step up. By Lime too. If you want a little bit more information about this too, maybe how you can set this up as well too, and learn more information, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Also, guys, a little bit more news on Amazon. It looks like Amazon delivery drivers have to consent to the AI surveillance in their vans or lose their jobs, right? So looks like Amazon is creating more protocol for its workers for a reason, right? So Amazon is well known for its technological Taylorism, using digital sensors to monitor and control the activity of its workers in the name of efficiency. But after installing machine learning powered surveillance cameras in its delivery vans earlier this year, the company is now telling employees agree to be surveilled by AI or lose your job. So this is going to be a requirement. So if you guys are listening to this and you guys are an Amazon employee and you guys do deliveries, this is something that you guys are gonna have to be doing very, very soon, if not already, right? So definitely be prepared for this. It's only for the better. I believe Amazon's doing this for a reason, obviously, just to keep things, organized, just to keep things, well looked after at, right? And it makes sense, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Lastly, guys, you have Intel, right, invest $20 billion in new factories, right, will produce chips for other companies as well. So this is a step up for Intel. We already know how Intel is with their chips and processors, and they're very, very, very unique, right? So Intel has a new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, and he's not wasting any time to make some big changes, right? So at the company's Engineering the Future announcement today, Gelsinger announced plans to outsource more of Intel's chip production to third-party foundries, right? So a $20 billion investment into two new fabs in Arizona and a new branch of the company called Intel Foundry Services, which will see Intel's foundries produce chips for other companies, right? So this would be a very big step up and definitely a good business move too. I mean, other companies, probably other startups and other existing companies may want to update their processing chips, and obviously they'll have to make deals with Intel to definitely making them a big, big powerhouse in this space, right? So the announcements are part of a new IDM 2.0 strategy for Intel's design design and manufacturing, right? Which is made up of three parts, right? So first, there's the Intel's in-house manufacturing, which will continue to serve as a key part of Intel's design and production of chips, right? So second, there's an expanded use of external foundries as well, including TSMC, Samsung, and Global Foundries for production of products at the core of Intel's computing offerings, right? For both consumer and enterprise chips starting in 2023. So this is a very, very nice step by Intel. It looks like they're going to create these new production labs as well in Arizona. So this would be a very, very big move. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, guys, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. And that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking today from our LinkedIn page today, guys. All right. We do have more product update news as well on our Facebook page. You guys can follow us on our Facebook page. We'll leave a link in the description below. If you guys are listening to podcast form as well, our Facebook page is called The Real EAD, all one word. Also, if you want to follow us on our Instagram page too, that would be awesome. It's called Official Electronic Editions. Again, all one word. We'll leave links in the description below so you guys can go ahead and follow us there too. All right. And please, guys, do not forget, visit us on our official website to get daily updates on our deals and blogs and all that information at electronicadditions.net. But without further ado, guys, stay healthy, stay motivated, and we'll see you guys.